GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. From the Yes on One committee, the organization that is hoping you get out to vote during your respective primary if you are an enrolled voter in Maine, Kara Sachs. She's on line three, George, coming back to the George Hill Rick Tyler Show for GHRT Q&A.
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, George. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine here. If I can find myself in the fog here. Three weeks to referendum time. The pharmaceutical companies are putting ads on TV. They have purchased, my understanding is, a $476,000 TV ad campaign encouraging a no vote on the referendum. That's no news to you, I'm sure, but what's your take on it?
Yes, it sure isn't. And the $476,000 is all that's been discovered through the FCC reporting so far. We have been expecting this for sure. We've been saying from the beginning that this is ultimately a big pharma issue and that there will be big pharma money involved. There has been and there will be. Our opponents had only reported $56,000 raised as of December 31st. And then, suddenly we got wind that they had spent $500,000 in airtime. So obviously the report won't be released until the 21st. So in about 10 days, we'll be able to see, Maine voters will be able to see, exactly where money has been coming from on both sides of the campaigns. But, we feel very confident that this is certainly big pharma. And the opposition group has acknowledged. Bobby Reynolds, a consultant for that side, had given a quote yesterday to Bangor Daily that the money came from, large healthcare entities and vaccine manufacturers directly.
Kara, I want to let you know that I did reach out to Bobby Reynolds because we want to be able to present both sides, and both should be strong enough to hear and understand that others are going to be sharing their thoughts on this. But your organization did take some heat. There were those that disagreed with your positioning statement, Big Pharma. But this initial indication, this headline, these paragraphs, this comment from Bobby would indicate that, yes, Big Pharma is a player in this election.
Absolutely. And, taking some heat is putting it lightly. We've seen very little arguing of our actual point. But we've seen constant, claiming that we're misleading, claiming that we're lying to voters, just really nasty comments about our campaign. And we really feel as though, we are addressing the root of the issue. We're not trying to lie to voters to make this into an issue that is confusing. It's really not confusing to us. This is about an industry and a company trying to mandate their products. There's a huge financial incentive at risk for them. This is what they're doing. They've been influencing mandates like this in other states across the nation. And now they're doing it here in Maine. And so, in my mind, I'm not a politician. I'm not involved in politics usually. In my mind, $500,000 on Maine airwaves for 3 weeks is an enormous amount of money to be spent trying to influence voters.
I'm laughing. You ought to get into a primary campaign in New Hampshire.
I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure.
You back up a Brinks truck. Mainers are going to vote on March 3rd whether to preserve the law passed last year to eliminate religious and philosophical exemptions to mandatory school vaccinations. Now, it has its supporters, including the governor. They say vaccines are a public issue and that the referendum is not about pharmaceutical companies because they make only a small percentage of their profits from the vaccines. And to that, you say?
To that, I say misleading and false statement. Merck alone, you can look at the financial reports right on their website. Merck alone, so they're one of probably a dozen vaccine manufacturers. Merck alone reported over $6 billion in profits just from childhood vaccines. And they had a headline in Reuters that said vaccines power profit beat. It's one of the largest growing products that they are receiving profit from in the industry. So it's a completely baseless comment. And it's just an attempt to, try to convince voters that we're lying and that we're misleading. And in fact, we're finding that the opposite is true. It's the no side that is misleading voters and gaslighting this position that Big Pharma is involved here.
I'm glad you brought up that point once again. Kara Sachs with Yes on One here, following up on a news account that would confirm that Big Pharma is a player in this primary vote coming up in early March. When you shared those Merck numbers with us last time you were on, there were those listeners that thought you were talking about, okay, that was their income statement. That's how much they earned. You just referred to those numbers as Merck's profits. And what a pharmaceutical manufacturer makes might not be what their profit is. So I want to make sure that we have a clear distinction as to this is what they said they reported as profits, not what they reported for their first three quarters of earnings in 2019.
Clarify that in the Merck report, it does report it as sales. So it's $6.1 billion in sales.
Okay.
So people definitely argue about the difference between profit and sales. You know, they don't release their profits.
Mm-hmm.
But all we know is that their childhood vaccines make, I think four of them make the top 10 list in highest sales. So I can't imagine a product that literally doesn't undergo any additional safety testing. There's no new research and development that happens. They're typically fast-tracked. I believe it's actually cheaper to do development than it is on other medications that are held to a higher standard. So I can't imagine that, you know, there's a huge difference in vaccines compared to other products. And regardless, you know, people are acting, it's the same people who defend Big Pharma, they're criticizing Big Pharma when it comes to the opioid crisis in our state. And we're seeing, you know, political ads talking about how we have a huge problem with Big Pharma involved in politics and the media. And then all of a sudden, they're jumping to Big Pharma's defense that they really don't make any profit on vaccines. We should be thanking them for what they're doing. They would never try to, you know, influence policy. It's completely ridiculous.
LD 798, which the governor signed, goes on the books. And then with that signature, Maine became the fourth state in the nation to rule out religious or philosophical exemptions. And it does not go into effect until 2021. The CDC is on board with this. Are you running forgetting who's advertising, are you running kind of an uphill battle trying to get this off the books?
Yes, George. I mean, we've always known that this was a David versus Goliath fight. We've always known that in the legislature, you know, the writing was on the wall. These mandates are happening in states across the country sort of one by one. As you said, Maine would be only the fourth. I believe there's five now because New York did pass one after us. And so, you know, we've always known that financially we would be able to raise a drop in the bucket compared to the kind of dark corporate pharmaceutical money that would come on the other side. And we've just kind of trusted that you know, our messaging resonates with Mainers. We are telling the truth about, you know, our perspective that medical decisions should never be mandated, should be between a doctor and a patient. It should always lie with that patient. So we've found, you know, many supporters, but it's certainly an uphill battle.
What politicos tell us is what will happen in early March is whichever side gets out the vote is the one that's going to win. And we've talked about what you have said is an urban myth that Republicans are for this and Democrats are against it. You've told us that in your coalition, you've got a pretty balanced number of Democrats and Republicans. It's the unenrolleds that somehow are going to have to be appealed to come out and vote. And I'm wondering, Kara, how do you get those who, honestly, on the political side of the ballot, don't have a dog in the fight or an oar in the water? How do you get them to come out and vote in March?
So we're having one-on-one conversations with Maine voters. We have been doing that for weeks now. We are informing them about the law that has passed, and we're finding, you know, a huge number. We actually poll stronger with Democrats, which might be surprising to some to hear that. You know, it's the My Body, My Choice party, and many Dems feel strongly about that issue, you know, similarly when it comes to vaccination. So we are having those one-on-one conversations, and as you said, you know, finding those who support us, and we will be The burden is on us, on the campaign, to get them to the polls because, as you said, you know, it's this new election. There's literally nothing else for an unenrolled voter to vote on except for our question. And so, you know, that get out the vote effort really relies on us and our grassroots volunteer network of dedicated Mainers who believe that this law is not in the best interest of our state. So we will continue having those conversations. We will check in with those voters. We will remind them. You know, my understanding is typically candidates are driving people to the polls. And then, you know, it's sort of secondary that people are voting on referendum issues. So you get your messaging out. But, you know, in this case, with the Secretary of State putting us on this March ballot, which is a heavily Democratic turnout, it's on us, on the campaign and on our volunteers to make sure that people understand what's happening and then also get them to the polls.
One more time. It's a yes vote means no, and a no vote means yes.
That's right. It's clear as mud, right?
Clear as mud. Mm. A yes vote would be a vote to repeal 798, and a no vote would be to uphold it. So one more time, yes means no, and no means yes.
If our state senators can't...
Yes, and I want to point out, if I can, our opponents had also released a campaign ad yesterday, and in it there's two doctors that are speaking, so, you know, trusted members of society, doctors, and they're stating in this campaign ad that question one is very dangerous because it would overturn Maine's vaccine law. And that is another case of misleading Maine voters. And I just want to point that out, George, with, you know, the yes meaning no and the no meaning yes. Voting yes on one, all it does is return Maine's vaccine laws to what they have always been for decades. We have vaccine requirements, but we allow individuals to make conscientious decisions and opt out. And it's a small percentage of Mainers that do that. So voting yes does not overturn vaccine laws. It simply returns the vaccine laws to what they have always been.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.